You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm good, and you?
Very good, thank you. We've got some questions from the listeners about employment and union stuff, so we're going to get stuck into it. What's our first one here, Stella?
Someone said that they'd indicated to a potential employer that they would accept a job offer, but then they changed their mind. Is verbal confirmation binding?
So, I have a rule, if it's not in writing, it didn't happen. And this isn't a blanket rule. So there are times where, say if you start a job, you don't sign a contract, and you've been working that job for a certain amount of time, the fact that you've been working indicates there is a contract. So in that case, if it's not in writing, it is binding. But in this case, you haven't started that role. So this is just verbal confirmation and it's not in writing. So it's absolutely not binding.
Okay, that is hopefully easy as for that person. Yeah, totally. We've got one from someone who's said that where they work, there's heaps of benefits and it operates in a way of reimbursement, e.g. they buy something, provide receipts, and then work hits them back. I submitted a receipt recently for them to send a company-wide email saying that due to the recession, benefits will be taken away. My manager is saying that the receipt I submitted before that email is now not eligible. What's your reckon on this, Justine?
So this is a pretty interesting one. Usually if... you know, a decision like that is made, there'll be a cutoff date that's mentioned in the email. So this person doesn't mention that. I'm just wondering if there was any kind of time frame put into the email, or if it was just taken effect immediately. I would say that before that email was sent, if it is, you know, if that is the case, before that email was sent, the old policy applies, and that they should honour that, and I think they have an obligation to honour that, because, you know, they are bound by, you know, the previous kind of, you know, benefits that they've agreed to. I think, you know, it's pretty shitty that companies can unilaterally kind of make that kind of decision, and so I am obviously always going to say that in a unionised workforce, with a collective agreement, which we bargain, you know, as a collective with employers, these kinds of decisions can't happen. Like, if it's in your contract, they can't just decide to take it away. So join your union, firstly. But no, I think you have a case, because if it is effective immediately and you put that receipt in beforehand, the previous rules would have applied. And I think that's pretty bad faith. Like, you can't retroactively apply a change. So I reckon you've got a pretty good case there to get that reimbursed. And I would kick up a little bit of a stink about that.
What else have we got from the listeners, Stella?
Someone said, I accepted a job primarily because it was remote, and now they're moving back to being hybrid. Is this person within their rights to ask to stay remote?
So this is actually something that I'm hearing about a little bit, where like, effectively, roles are being advertised as remote when in fact they're not. You know, that is false advertising, and I think employers need to be taken to task for that. You are absolutely within your rights, you know, to ask to stay remote. I'm assuming you took this job because it was, you know, remote. And I wonder if you've made that clear to your employer. I think the first, you know, first things first, like, have that conversation if you haven't. But you're absolutely within your rights, you know, and that's how they advertise the role. So... it's really incumbent on them to work around people's sort of needs, because people, you know, people have lives outside of work, and there's a lot of reasons people choose to take on remote work. So especially if they're advertising remote work, you know, that's super again, very bad faith, very bad practice, I would say. I would just have that conversation though, if you haven't, with your manager. You are very much well within your rights, and I think, you know, mentioned, I don't know how long you've been in this role, Texter, but you know, I definitely would make it clear that you took that role because it was remote. Yeah,
totally. Since we've shifted to a new time slot, we might have some new listeners. If people are wondering how they even go about finding out about unionising their workplace or what union they might be able to join, where would they go to find that stuff, Justine?
Cool, yep. So they can go to the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions website, which is very easily, an easy name, union.org.nz. That's union.org.nz. And we've got a bunch of resources on there. The main resource that I would probably point people to is that they can go have a look at the industry they work in and what union might come to them,
mm-hmm.
Which is a really handy tool. The other thing for young workers is probably the Young Workers Resource Centre, and that's sort of like an educational group, but also it's a helpline for workers who aren't in unionised workforces, and they can provide some pretty handy workplace advice if you know, you're in between the week and you haven't sent your question into Red Dead Redemption. They can help you sooner.
Excellent.
And they're really great. Yeah, they're really great people. In terms of joining a union, once you find out where your union is, hop on their website. Super easy. If you don't want your employer to know, there's always the option of paying your dues, you know, with a debit card. So you don't always have to, like, alert your employer to the fact that you're joining a union, especially if you're trying to unionize a workplace. It might be better to, you know, be a bit low-key at first. But it's a good time to unionize, especially in a recession. You know, we need to look after ourselves and be organized because, you know, we need to keep, you know, exactly, like benefits and things like that. Those are things that you work hard for, and I don't think a boss should unilaterally be able to take that kind of thing away. Mm. And in a unionized workforce, they can't. So, unionize.
Thank you so much, Justine. As always, we will speak to you again in a fortnight on this new time slot of Wednesdays. Take care, and we will see you soon.
Kakite.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.